Welcome back to Live Audio Description for 2014 Sydney New Year's Eve, broadcasting from 2RPH. I'm just going to give you a little update on the Harbour of Light Parade. At the moment, directly in front of us in the Cove, we have the James Craig. We gave you a little description of this just prior to when we crossed back to 2RPH, but we're going to go at it again, refresh your memory, and then talk a little bit about what we've seen whilst you've been gone. The James Craig is a tall ship. It's got two tiers of sails on the deck, and even though the sails aren't billowing now, it's actually sitting idle in the middle of the harbour between the Sydney Opera House and the Sydney Harbour Bridge. But as though the sails were there, the tiers all the way down have been draped with rope light. There are four different sections. So, and then all the way up on either side to meet the top of to meet the bottom and the top of those sails, there's rope light. And then around the stern and the bow and on the sides, I'm not quite sure of the expression, what you call sides of ships, but there we go. So let's call it the hull. Around the hull of the ship, there is also rope light. And then in a dainty line from bow to stern over the top of the sails, we've got orange rope light. So the whole ship has been illuminated in orange light as though it's in full sail. It's almost ghostly. It's very beautiful. The other kinds of ships, there's 52 of them swimming around. I guess not really swimming. What they've been doing over the last hour or more is making a slow progression past the Opera House, heading east, and then coming around in a very large, slow, dignified circle, and then coming back and going under the Opera House and through down towards, it escapes me, to the west, and then coming and then bringing themselves back around in a semicircle, so displaying themselves, kind of like it's a parade, isn't it? I can't be sure that all of them look like boats now that they're lit. I know they are vessels. I've been seeing various shapes, my favourite of which is an elf shoe. So we've got the point from one end and then the wide base and then a clearly visible heel. We've also seen what I would say is a submerged pram. So without the wheels, but we've got the tiers of what you would call the cover of a pram coming up. And then also the one other ship that I'd like to draw attention to, they've done a great job. It looks as though if you were to draw a ship without taking a pen from the page, that's how it would look. One string of rope light going up to the top of the sail, coming down the other side in an apex and then drawing itself across the harbour. Now, we're about to see the inspirational moment ahead of us. To be honest, I'm not quite sure how it's going to start. I do know that it's going to commence shortly, and it may well commence with a pylon projection. So sit tight, we'll keep talking to you, and as something unfolds before us, you'll be the first to know. What I can say is that on the pylon projection, we've got the word Sydney in multicolour, and below it is an orange and blue cityscape with a blue sky, with a blue sea line? No, with a blue river line. Daryl, can you see anything exciting of note at the moment?
No, we're still waiting for the projection to start. But there have been a few. Oh, there's an interesting ship on the two interesting ships. The just tall triangular sail ships on the harbour, and there are some fireworks erupting from Forge's barge down there. Now that wasn't expected. A red corona with seven rockets, with a dozen rockets, white rockets coming out, and again another fan of red on that barge.
And the bridge effect is now strobing teal, and from the barge we've got a smattering of blue, and then a fan array of red comets, and then gold splinters. They're comets shooting up. They're not that high, actually. They reach around the same height as the top of the bridge.
A very subtle fireworks display going on here, possibly to herald the beginning of the inspirational moment. Green sparks flying up, and green puffballs in the sky, red puffballs in the sky, and golden ones. And white rockets coming up. There now the other barges are getting into the act. So we now have
fireworks. Gold splinters over to the east, and we've got red starburst comets with that are leaving behind a bit of silver residue, and then gold splintering two at a time, one at a time, four at a time coming from the barges. I would imagine they're east and west in front of us, and now it's gone multicoloured. So we've got a full display of pyrotechnics in multi-levels in different lolly colours, higher and higher into the sky.
And the inspiration moment has started on the pylon projection.
On the barges, we've got the lolly-coloured pyros still continuing. They're quite high in the sky, and because there's so many of them going off at once, they're building a little bit of smoke. We've got a silver comet moment, hundreds of splintering silver moments. An explosion of silver, one after another, and then a cluster of gold stars and a really large puffball kind of splintering sparks of comets coming out.
There are moving shapes on those pylon projections, silhouettes of Sydney, silhouettes of our cockatoo friends that we saw earlier. The Sydney Harbour Bridge has gone dark. I wonder if
the bridge effect isn't doing anything.
The bridge effect has disappeared, has died out.
So too have those amazing splintering pyros on east and west barges on either side of the harbour bridge.
And the pylon projections have stopped.
And on the harbour, the boats are starting to move again. So I would say, at a guess, that might be the end of the inspirational moment.
With the message, how will Sydney inspire you in the new year? And you can answer that question using the hashtag SYDNYE.
Which is a good point, Daryl. A few people have been tweeting in over the last few hours, giving their words to the pylon projections. I'm going to read out a couple of the interesting ones we've seen come up. One says, Sydney, you're starting to sparkle, with the hashtag SYDNYE. My goodness, my spelling. Another one said, let's bridge our differences. Sydney, being gorgeous. And I love Sydney. Yo, being pumped for tonight. These are just general public tweets that have been going out. Popping a bottle of champagne and got a fright. World's best fireworks. And aren't they? We're looking forward to the midnight fireworks, that's for sure. Yes, us and the million or so people that we can see below us on the streets. People queuing since 5 p.m. today to watch the fireworks. That's another tweet. Jack Thompson knows these things and kept messy on Sydney New Year's Eve. We cleaned 58,000 kilograms of rubbish in 24 hours. That was a tweet. That's clearly someone that works for the Waste Management Services. That's gorgeous. It's nice to know we've got people out there caring for our city. We've got a teal pillar back in the middle of the Sydney Harbour Bridge. So it looks like the Harbour Bridge effect is back in full force, but it's not making a shape, it's just a colour.
It's just bars of teal moving slowly up, lazily up and down.
Behind it, we've got the Luna Park Harbour Party. I think at the very, very beginning of our audio description, way back when, if you were listening, I said that the Luna Park lights were up. That's because the Harbour Party's on. In fact, the Ferris wheel has been going around. The whole park is lit up. It's quite beautiful from where we are. The other thing is that tonight, for the first time in Sydney, there's going to be drones flying as part of the midnight fireworks display. Two little drones, well, I believe there are two, they're about 1,000 feet above the water, and they'll be taking still photography of the fireworks as they happen, and those images will be beamed around the world. It's a Sydney first.
In the words of Jack Thompson, this country is made up of many tribes, yours, our brothers, your sisters, cousins, uncles and aunts, many families, making up a vast country. We're Australians.
Thanks so much for listening. Now we'll go back to the studio.